today we're celebrating Divine Mercy Sunday, where we remember our Lord who appeared to Saint Faustina and gave her this image of himself. And he told her in her diary many things, but one of the things he said was, all of the sins in all of human history are a drop in the ocean of God's mercy. And so today we just celebrate and remember God's infinite and loving mercy for us, which is so hard for us to kind of comprehend. And yet there's one maybe moment in my life that I think I experienced maybe what divine mercy is really like. And it kind of comes from a story about my father. And I'm very blessed to have a father who is a jack of all trades kind of guy and can fix just about anything. He has worked in construction, car maintenance, servicing factory machinery, and just many other handyman type work. Now this is very obviously very beneficial for me because I have my own personal mechanic for my car. In fact, when I come home, I'm often greeted with a hug by him and can I have your car keys so I can go look at the car, which is great. Saves me a lot of time and money. And growing up though, he would often have me help him with various projects around the house and try to teach me some of his vast and expansive knowledge. And on one occasion, he was working on some electrical work on the house, and I was standing nearby watching. And there was some sort of box that he was working on. I'm not really sure what it was, which shows how much I was paying attention. But being young, I was very curious. And there was a brief moment when my father stepped back from this box to grab a tool. And upon seeing the inside of the box, I kind of walked up somewhat near to it and began to reach my hand out to it and ask what one of the circuits was. Before my hand came anywhere near the box, my father's hand shot out, grabbed my arm, and stopped me in my tracks. For without knowing, because I wasn't really paying attention, if I had touched what I was reaching toward, there's enough electricity in that circuit that I could have been seriously harmed or even killed. And in that moment, I naturally felt immense fear. Fear not only that I have done something wrong, I was worried about getting in trouble, but that I could have very possibly died. But I will never forget the look on my father's face as he held at my arm. It was not a look of anger that I had done something wrong. It was not even a look of worry. And I don't really know how to explain it, because it was one of the most loving looks that I've ever received in my entire life. It was a look which told me how precious I was, how loved I was, and how desperate my father was not to lose me. A look that did not care what I had done, but what could have been done to me. I never forget that look or completely understand it. Because in that moment, my father gave me a glimpse of the divine mercy of God. For my father looked upon me as God does every time we reach our hands out to sin, the very thing that harms and kills us. God does not look upon us with anger for breaking a law or doing something wrong, as we often think of sin. He looks upon us for what is being done to us, for sin truly and really does kill us. It takes us away from God and the people around us. And as God watches us as we reach out to grasp that which kills us, that which separates us, as he watches us reach out to grasp sin over and over again, he looks on us not with the look of judgment or anger that we're doing something wrong. He looks at us with a love that cannot be explained or forgotten, a look which tells you how precious you are, how loved you are, and how desperate God is to never lose you. Do we doubt such a look? I think we so often do. That's why it can be so hard for us to go to confession. We are kind of like St. Thomas, who doubts that the Lord really did conquer death. And so we do not believe, and we begin to stretch out our hand to sin and death, sometimes out of curiosity, and sometimes because we are not always who we could be. And yet, what does the crucified one do? The one who actually died because of sin. He appears before Thomas and ourselves. He gently takes our outstretched arm, leads it away from sin that we're grasping for, and leads our hand to the wounds in his hands and the wound in his side. He tells us, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it in my side. See, no one else has to die, for I have died for you already. I died at the death that sin would bring to you." And upon touching those holy wounds and seeing his loving face, we say with St. Thomas, "My Lord and my God." This is what we are celebrating today on this Divine Mercy Sunday, a week after Easter, a week after the tomb, which is the result of sin and the residence of death, is found empty. And the beauty of it all is that the tomb still exists, that the stone has been rolled away and we can enter into it. And this is my favorite image of the sacrament of confession, that when we walk into the confessional, we are walking into the empty tomb of Christ. And we go in, and we're going in expecting to find a body. We're expecting to find the consequences of our sin. We go in expecting a look of anger at something we have done. We are scared to enter into this tomb for fear of where our sins lead us. But going to confession is to experience what St. Thomas did, to reach out our hand and experience the depth of God's merciful love and desire to see us fully alive. And so I just encourage you, if you have not been to confession for some time, to enter into the tomb, to be like St. Thomas and boldly say, "I need to see this for myself. I have heard others speak of this, and now I need to see it." And I guarantee you, if you do that, you will encounter the same look that my father gave me so many years ago, a look that cannot be fully explained or understood, one of the most loving looks you will ever receive, a look that says, "You are precious, you are loved, and I never want to lose you."